Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 10 and a quarter cents, 674 and a half, December wheat up 3 cents at 808 and a quarter, and November beans down 8 and a quarter cents at 1453. Corn obviously higher with the Pro Farmer Tour coming out with a 168.1 national yield. That's 7 bushels under the government estimate, cutting somewhere between 5 to 600 million off of the production numbers, bringing the carryout certainly under a billion bushels, if that's what it is. The bean number came in at 51.7, decent number. Obviously, guys were buying corn and selling beans overnight. Now, a word of caution, as I mentioned in my email on Friday, the last time we had this kind of a drought market in 2012, the August report issued the biggest drop. And we made our highs really within, 9 or 10 days of that. And then we spent the rest of the time breaking. So, is this the big news and we rally for a couple of days here and then break? I don't know. Are we going to rally? If the September number is this low, maybe we do for a couple of days again and then break. But I don't see this thing really going to 750 anytime soon. We've got the 100-day moving average at 678-ish, right around in that range. If we close over that on Monday, certainly the market will look good. But again, we have a habit of looking good on drought years and then we get confirmation of it, and the market generally doesn't hold it. So just a little word of caution out here. Bangladesh bought 500,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. They went direct to Russia for that. That, again, puts a little bit of a cramp in our wheat prices out here. But there is more concern over this nuclear plant in Ukraine. Both sides are still shelling around the plant, and that is a very dangerous situation. The Stats Canada numbers were all pretty high. Wheat was 13 million metric tons above a year ago. So I think that could weigh on the wheat a little bit out here. But we've got the dollar basically steady, down 7 ticks. Crude oil is back up $1.54. Dow Jones is 200 lower. It's been 300 lower. So it's trying to come back a little bit here. But I think the big thing will be, how much involvement do the funds want to get here, post weather market. We'll have to see. Are the beans going to weigh the corn down? I don't really think so, but we'll have to see out here. Overnight, they had the oil down 89 ticks and meal up 250. I don't know that the oil will be that much lower with the crude $1.59 higher out here. So it's going to be an interesting day trying to manage yesterday, but or Friday's report. It is a bullish report on corn, there's no question about it. But has it been priced in will be the big question here this morning. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.